Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Stephen Woodcock, who's head of risk management at TerraFX. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm very well, Zach, thank you.
Right, we're just talking off air about how strong cable is, at least. Does that surprise you?
Well, I wouldn't say strong, but it's steady. It's holding up, but then again...
Strong and stable, like Theresa May.
Well, yeah, in her mind, obviously. But I think she's being very resolute and she's not being swayed by everyone else. I mean, basically, the biggest danger to her at the moment is her own party, isn't it? So that's the problem at the moment. But I'm sure, we're entering the Brexit negotiations today. We're starting the process, aren't we? So perhaps, you know, we might start talking about more important issues than everything else she's getting blamed for at the moment. So because she is getting blamed for everything, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know, my boiler's just packed up and I'm thinking about blaming her for that as well, you know.
Yeah.
But sterling's trading steady. I wouldn't say it's strong. I'd say we're just in that 128 area where it doesn't seem to want to move away from at the moment. And obviously the vote for hiking rates or the MPC vote.
Split.
5-3 as opposed to the, 7-1 as we've had for however how long, has caused a little bit of a stir last week, but no follow through, and that's where we are.
How much is dollar weakness playing a part in this?
I'm not, if you take it as a broad spectrum, then there is a tad of dollar weakness, but I still see that being reversed. And as I've said before, I think with the US are definitely raising rates. That's what it sounds like. And if the US are raising rates, the dollar isn't going to be under pressure for too long. And once it starts its turnaround, and it has already against a couple of the other couple of the major currencies, it's showing signs of starting to recover. Dollar yen's sort of, above 111 at the moment. But the markets are quite, obviously there's a lot of concentration on, everyone's looking at oil again, which is affecting dollar Canada, or the Canadian dollar. There are lots of little individual sort of articles being looked at the moment. But as a general rule, the markets are going sideways at the moment.
Do you think dollar yen is, because I know that your sort of nap for the rest of the year, that was a turning point in the last couple of sessions and now ready to...
Well, my thoughts on it. It's going much, much higher. That's where I think it's going. I think we're going to 125, but I think it continues and goes much higher. But, we'll approach that when we get there. But, for the moment, there's talk of dollar weakness, but For me, it doesn't look like dollar weakness, okay? What we've had personal attacks on Trump, which have, I've got to admit, I thought it might have finished by now, but he does seem to sort of attract those comments, doesn't he? I'm of the thought at the moment that with the market's quite steady, it's quite interesting that the French parliamentary elections, he's, all right, awful turnout, but he can now do what he likes, and everyone's going, great, can do what he likes. Have you seen the French when they don't want to do something? I used to work for a haulage company in the 80s, and our lorry drivers, when they used to go out to France when the farmers were striking, took their lives in their hand, and the French don't muck about. They come out and they show what they want. And believe me, when they're being told, right, you're going to be working longer hours, you're going to be earning less money, they ain't going to take it. That's what I think.
So he's just going to end up in a dead end.
I don't know whether he's going to... he's going to have some fantastic negotiating skills to be able to implement the changes that is required. And all we've had for the last week is now that apparently Paris is the most fantastic place to do business and everything's being taken away from London, it's all going to Paris.
Well, it would have been if they spoke the language.
That's right, yeah. But that's fantastic then, isn't it? And so let's see how that turns out.
Okay, so Euro is still going with that trend. There's no point fighting that.
Listen, we're at 112, yeah, or when I left the office, we were 112. As I said last week, it's still stuck in a range. It's been sideways for forever now. And, we're in that sort of top end of the range. But it's struggling to go up, and it's not getting sold at the moment. So, it's got about 100 points minor range at the moment. So it's topped at about 12.25, and it's struggling to get down through 111, 40, 50.
Yeah.
So, that tells you a story about where the euro's going. And euro sterling's not really doing too much either. So we're 114 sort of euro sterling, you know, and it, you know, going nowhere.
Okay, so there's not really, there's not much. I mean, what's if you were trading anything in an active way, what cross would it be at the moment?
Well, I think on an intraday basis, yeah, dollar yen is moving around. You're getting, because oil's getting sold, the Canadian dollar is moving, yeah. And some of the Scandis at the moment, the Stocky and Nocky, there's movement in there. So, you know, you have to look around. Don't get stuck with cable euro, as I've said before, you know, euro dollar is the worst one in the world to trade when it doesn't, because you're going to get like blipped out. Yeah, that's the way it works, you know. And euro dollar, you know, trading euro dollar when there's not a lot going on is very dull. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, we're going to have comments coming out. You know, you can imagine later on today, there's going to be cries of, oh, this happened, and the Brexit talks haven't got off to a good start, or they have got off to a good start. You know, and there's going to be all that going on. So I think we're going to be trading these sound bites, aren't we? That's what we're going to be trading at the moment, until we get, you know, some direction, because I think we're directionless at the moment, apart from one or two currencies.
Let's hope that things start moving. Stephen Woodcock, Head of Risk Manager at TerraFX. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Zach.